Well, for those who have been taking advantage of the rent moratorium here in New Jersey, the calendar is just about ready to become your enemy. Governor Murphy has imposed a moratorium on evictions of renters as well as homeowner foreclosures since March of 2020, but that moratorium set to end, well, it's a little complicated. August 31st for higher income renters, December 31st for lower income renters, and in between, federal protections for certain renters in high-risk regions, those last until October 3rd. And it gets a little complicated. For those who missed a rent payment, try to make sense of all this. If you made it a habit of being late with rent or you refused to pay a rent increase, here are the dates you need to know. August 31st, you can't be locked out of your home through the end of August if your income is below 120% of your county's median income under state law. October 3rd of this year, if you live in a county with substantial or what's considered high COVID-19 transmissions, pretty much all of them, and made less than $99,000 in 2020 as an individual, $198,000 as a couple, you can't be locked out until October 3rd. That's also under the federal eviction moratorium. Then for December 31st, the end of this year, you can't be locked out of your home through that date if your income is below 80% of your county's median income. That's under state law. Low and middle income renters cannot ever be evicted for any missed rent payments between March 1st, 2020 and the end of this month if you fill out a certification form. Now landlords can sue tenants to get the money that they're owed. You can go to covid19.nj.gov/renter to get that form. You can also call 609-490-4550. And to be protected under the federal moratorium, there's a form you have to fill out too. That's one of those long, elongated addresses. We'll put links to both these forms on our website homepage, sjsandideasradio.com. As far as the New Jersey form, you have to certify your household income, that your family was unable to pay rent due to the pandemic, and that your family applied for state, county, or local rent assistance programs. Some advice, don't lie on these forms. New Jersey really doesn't like you when you lie to them. So those are the protections that you might qualify for. To be evicted in New Jersey, landlords have to cite one of these reasons to do that deed: disorderly conduct, damage or destruction to the property, substantial violation or breach of the landlord's rules and regulations, violation or breach of covenants or agreements contained in the lease, health and safety violation, or removal from the rental market. Landlord wants to permanently remove the property from being available for residential use. Refusal to accept reasonable changes in terms and conditions in the lease. Conversion to a condo co-op or fee simple ownership. Tenancy after conversion to co-op, condo, or fee simple ownership. Tenancy based on employment. Conviction of a drug offense committed on the property. That's always brilliant. Conviction of assaulting or threatening the landlord, their family, or employees. And equally as brilliant. Civil court action that holds a tenant liable for involvement in criminal activities. Conviction for theft of property. Or conviction for human trafficking. Oh, there's more we can add to this too, just as a heads up for what's to come. We've talked a lot here on issues and ideas about the demand the food pantries in New Jersey have been experiencing. Once the rent moratorium ends, wait until you see what the homeless shelters in New Jersey are going to have to deal with.